Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Hood. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Blair reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. May goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ashby for a passed ball. Baylor moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Nordbrook moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-1 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nordbrook hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Bell steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Ashby moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashby moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-2, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hood fires to first and has Singleton trapped. There's the throw to Brohmer who tags Singleton for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blair bunts towards the mound. Hood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Bobby Grich pinch hits for Tim Nordbrook. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Grich now playing second base. Doug DeCinces now playing shortstop. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Duncan and he is out, DeCinces applying the tag. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. DeCinci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-3 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Doug DeCinci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinci is 0-for-3 in the game. DeCinci hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Doug DeCinci. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Dave Duncan. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Tom Buskey now pitching. Al Bumbrey pinch hits for Paul Blair. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks now catching. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Jim Northrup now playing center field. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Alan Ashby. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Ken Berry. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Charlie Spikes now playing right field. John Ellis now catching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hendrick moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is walked intentionally. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-4 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a line drive towards the mound. Buskey catches it and throws to first to double up Bellinger. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Singleton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Duffy reaches second base with a double. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lowenstein is walked intentionally. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Duffy moves to third. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Spikes moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.